Hi, this is Pastor Jesse, and I hope you're doing well today. What another beautiful day the Lord has given us. The sun is out in western South Dakota. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Hope it was a good day for you to get some important work done around your place and just enjoying the beautiful sunshine. Just if you are able to, tonight I know is supposed to be a super moon. What a good way it would be to kind of get our minds off of all of the news that we seem to be embroiled in these days. And just would encourage you, if you have the time, the ability to get out this evening or tonight to see that moon, be a great day to see the glory of God on display. We are working our way through the Passion Week, and yesterday we started that by talking about what Jesus did on that Monday after his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so we're going to go to the Tuesday after that to see what Jesus did. And on this day in Jesus' life, leading up to the crucifixion, he once again left Bethany in the morning, and he came and found the fig tree, which he withered. And then there are some differing accounts in the gospel of whether he then taught the lesson on faith that day. Did he wither the fig tree yesterday, or did he wither it today and it all happened in one day? Doesn't really matter. The lesson is still the same on that if we live in faith, act in faith, that we can see God do amazing things. And so what a beautiful lesson that is. Another thing that Jesus did today is he confounded and pronounced woes upon his enemies, specifically the Pharisees and the Sadducees, those who were plotting his death even at that moment. He then left the city, and on his way back towards Bethany, he stopped at the Mount of Olives and gave the Olivet Discourse, another very important part of Scripture, even where he speaks of end times events and the birth pangs, part of which we're seeing now in the world. He mentions in that Olivet Discourse plagues as being part of the birth pangs leading up to his return and his glory being revealed for all the world to see and to take us as believers back to heaven with him. So a very important portion of Scripture. Also on this day, Judas bargained with the Sanhedrin to betray Jesus. But I want to key in on one thing that happened as he went back to Bethany that evening. I would like to read for you from Mark chapter 14. And I'll just go ahead and start in verse 1 to kind of give us the setting. It was now 2 days before the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to arrest him by stealth and kill him. For they said, "Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar from the people." And while he was at Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, he was reclining at table. A woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly, and she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, "Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor," and they scolded her. But Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. For you always have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, What she has done will be told in memory of her. This is a beautiful section of scripture where we're seeing the beauty of a lady who was forgiven of her sins and who sees the beauty of who Christ is. And so she takes her most prized possession, costly ointment, and she pours it over Jesus' head, thus symbolizing and anointing him for his burial. A lot of significance to that, but the one thing I want to key in on is just her sacrifice that comes out of a heart of love for her Savior. And that has always spoken volumes to me, as it is so easy for me to get distracted by the things of this world that are less than, that are not nearly as important as my Savior Jesus Christ. And I often give my best to other things that are not nearly as important as Christ. And she recognizes that Jesus is everything to her, that Jesus is her Savior, that she would not be in the position that she was without his healing, without his forgiveness. And so she gives her very best to show her love, her appreciation, and what God ordaining to be part of the preparation for his crucifixion and burial. And a beautiful note that Jesus gives, and a blessing upon her, that wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, that what she's done will be told in memory of her. And I just ask and invite you to consider this sort of thing in your own life and me in my life. Do I give my best for Jesus? Or do I give him the leftovers? Do I give him the best of my mental capacities? When I am the most alert during the daytime, do I give him those moments? Do I give him the best of my financial resources? Or do I give him the leftovers? Do I give him the best of my strength to serve him? Or do I use that strength for other purposes that may not honor him? On and on, we could examine our lives in every area, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. Do I give my very best in every area of my life to honor Christ? And I'm asking myself that question today, and I just share that with you for some self-examination. I would just plead with all of us that in this Passion Week, and as we are in a different sort of time period in history and in our lives, when things are changing and things are very different all around us, that we would have a love of Jesus permeate who we are, that would be what focuses us in our everyday life. And so I just would like to close by reading another poem / prayer from the book The Valley of Vision. And the title of this prayer is Love. Lord Jesus, give me to love thee, to embrace thee, though I once took lust and sin in my arms. Thou didst love me before I loved thee, an enemy, a sinner, a loathsome worm. Thou didst own me when I disclaimed myself. Thou dost love me as a son, and weep over me as over Jerusalem. Love brought thee from heaven to earth, from earth to the cross, from the cross to the grave. Love caused thee to be weary, hungry, tempted, scorned, scourged, buffeted, spat upon, crucified, and pierced. Love led thee to bow thy head in death. My salvation is the point where perfect created love and the most perfect uncreated love meet together. For thou dost welcome me, not like Joseph and his brothers, loving and sorrowing, but loving and rejoicing. Thy love is not intermittent, cold, and unchangeable. It does not cease or abate for all my enmity. Holiness is a spark from thy love, kindled to a flame in my heart by thy Spirit. And so it ever turns to the place from which it comes. Let me see thy love everywhere, not only in the cross, but in the fellowship of believers and the world around me. When I feel the warmth of the sun, may I praise thee, who art the Sun of righteousness, with healing power. When I feel the tender rain, may I think of the gospel showers that water my soul. When I walk by the riverside, may I praise thee for that stream that makes the eternal city glad and washes white my robes, that I may have the right to the tree of life. Thy infinite love is a mystery of mysteries, and my eternal rest lies in the eternal enjoyment of it. Great words to consider, and I hope your love of the Savior permeates your life. Now, before I finish, let me give you two other quick announcements that are very important. So I've been trying to promote and encourage you and tell you about our drive-in service on Sunday. Well, unfortunately, we have decided to cancel that. And it is so difficult right now because everything is in flux and subject to varying conditions. And what we're up against this weekend is the weather. It's supposed to be rainy and snowy on Saturday and into Sunday morning, with a high of 32 degrees on Sunday. That puts a 10:30 a.m. service in great jeopardy from the cold, as well as having sound and electrical equipment out in potential snow and rain. And so with all those factors and trying to think of people's health, of not wanting to be out in the cold, we've decided to cancel that drive-in service. So please, I know maybe you've invited other people or told others about it, so now we're going to have to cancel that service. In place of that, we're planning to live stream a service from the Kadoka Church building, and we don't have all the details worked out on that. We're planning to do it on YouTube because not everyone is on Facebook, and so we'll let you know specifically what the YouTube channel is probably later today, even on our Facebook Kadoka Presbyterian page, and then tomorrow I will announce that on this devotional / announcement podcast here. The other thing that tomorrow, as we look at the Passion Week, I plan to read for you a story, a children's story that we have read to our children since they were very young, from our oldest all the way down to Jason now. And it's based off of the resurrection eggs, if you remember our Easter service last year, where Frank Baumann shared the resurrection eggs, telling the story of Jesus' life, death, crucifixion, resurrection. This story is based upon that. And so I figure if the president and Hollywood movie stars can read bedtime stories, then I, as your pastor, can read a bedtime story for you. So I'll be doing that tomorrow, and hope that might be a resource for you with your children. Praying for you all. Pray God's peace upon you today. God bless you.